from 10 on BBC Radio Shropshire.
Now, it's amazing who you can find living next door in Shropshire. Bonnie Huval lives in West Felton near Oswestry, but in the 1980s, she used to work for NASA. BBC Radio Shropshire's Richard Tisdale has been finding out more about Shropshire's very own space engineer.
T-minus 10, 9, 8,
the 12th of April, 7,
1981. 6, 5, 4, we've gone for main engine start. We have
the first ever launch of NASA's shuttle program. You may have seen it on this report on Tomorrow's World, but Bonnie was there.
I was so excited I couldn't sleep. It's a good thing it wasn't a very long mission, just a little over 2 days, because I just couldn't seem to sleep. We had all been looking forward to that for so many years, and I had been, a nut about the space program since I was a kid.
She grew up in Texas and got a degree in electrical engineering. That was her ticket to the space program. It was her job to make sure messages could be transmitted from space to Earth and back again.
Sounds exciting, but you've got to remember we could spend years preparing for a single one-week flight. So there's a lot of tedium that goes into it.
A 22-year-old, she was also the first woman to get a senior post on her engineering team.
Really felt over my head. These guys were world-class experts in their field. They were, my father's age, sometimes my grandfather's age.
Houston Station, White 92. I hope you guys saw some of that.
That's the sound of NASA's astronauts floating around the International Space Station.
We weren't looking in the lab, Mike.
In something called Space Lab. That's who Bonnie worked with.
I'm often asked, what breaks the most often on the shuttle? And that's an easy answer, the toilet.
So why is that, and what can you do about it?
Well, if you think about it, up until the shuttle, there wasn't a toilet. There were some very cumbersome and embarrassing procedures for getting rid of bodily waste. But the shuttle came along when we had women in the program, and some of those procedures wouldn't work anymore, so the shuttle had to have a toilet. There's no gravity to make everything go where you want it to. Something had to make everything go where you want it to. So the shuttle uses airflow, and to cause that airflow to happen, air moves through the toilet carrying stuff with it. There's a fan. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, sometimes the toilet breaks. So it was the most breakdown-prone part on the entire shuttle.
It's Bonnie Huval, the former NASA engineer. She's giving a talk tomorrow at Shropshire Astronomical Society's first meeting of the season. If you'd like to go along, it's at 8 p.m. at Roddington Village Hall. More info from shropshire-astro.com. And there's more from Bonnie later in the show. Fascinating insight into why she thinks we need to explore space and why we aren't ready to just yet. Hear more from Bonnie after 6 o'clock.